that we know that if this continues the way it's going, Dan Quinn's not going to be the head coach next year. And we do know this, and I'm pretty sure this is going to happen. Thomas Dimitroff will be gone too. So who made this trade? Did Thomas call Bill? Did Rich McKay call Bill? That's my thing, because if why would I give, I guess, like permission to somebody that's not going to be here to make a move?
Exactly right. Exactly right. I think that's the big question. We talked about this yesterday. Like, that's the predicament that the Falcons find themselves in right now, where the season seems to be a lost one. No one except for one team in like 1970 or something has come back from 1-6 and made the playoffs. No one since they've gone to 16 games has done it. And there's no indication. Here's the other thing. Like, beyond just history and odds and stuff like that, the Falcons are giving you no indication based on the way that they've played football over the last month and a half that they're going to win games and make a run. So, like, table that for a minute. Like, if that's the case and you're starting to make moves for the future, and if Dan Quinn was on the hot seat to begin the season and is now 1-6, we agree he's probably gone.
Right.
And we agree that him and Thomas Dimitroff are tied at the hip. I don't know how you give the guy who's going to be gone at the end of the season the right to make these trade deadline moves.
That's what I'm saying. That's my thing.
Unless somehow Thomas Dimitroff is still like wheeling and dealing for his job. Because here's the thing, Randy. We said it coming into the season. Thomas Dimitroff did everything he was supposed to do coming into this year. And you know what he did this morning? A really good trade. Yeah. Like, he got a really nice return for Mohamed Sanu in the middle of the year. Like, I am of the opinion that you need to restart.
Yeah.
You get rid of both those guys. It's just a time for a fresh start, new eyes, all that sort of stuff. But that was a good trade Thomas Dimitroff made this morning.
It was a nice trade that he made. That's what I'm saying. Like, did he do it? Did he pull the trigger? Is that going to save his job? I mean, okay, he did what he's supposed to do. What did he do outside of – because the only thing that's proven is the money that he spent.
Mm-hmm.
The lineman that he brought in, I mean
– it hasn't worked.
It hasn't worked. You know, the lineman that he drafted hasn't worked. Some of the young guys that he's drafted the last couple of years, not working. So, I mean, when we look back, I know we said that it sounded like – because we didn't see any games yet. So it was easy to say, oh, he signed this guy. They went out and got the depth here. They went out – he made the Arthur Blank promise that me and you talked about getting linemen and everything. Okay, you went out and got linemen, you just didn't get the right ones. And now I can say that – it's hard for me to say that because both guys have been banged up. Jamon Brown's been banged up since he got here. Cart's been banged up since he got here. I don't know who the hell is looking at film saying Wes Schweitzer should be on this football team.
Yeah.
I don't get that part about it. But, yeah, we know Mr. Blank, he loves Luke Thomas.
He does.
He loves Luke Thomas. But you can't do that to the fan base if you bring him back. You know what I'm saying? Like, if it goes south, it continues to go south, you've got to make that move.
Here's where I still am in the gray area about what's going on decision-making-wise with the front office. This was an easy one. This was an easy decision. You know what I mean? Like, you get this return for somebody that probably wasn't going to be here. You pull the trigger on this one. Whether Thomas Dimitroff is the one making these choices, whether he's having to run it up the flagpole to Rich McKay or Arthur Blank or whoever. Like, whoever is overseeing what's happening right now.
Right.
Assuming someone is overseeing what's happening right now. This green light probably took 5 minutes. Oh, the Patriots just offered us a second-round draft pick for Mohamed Sanu. Do you think we should do it? Yeah, do it. And then they did it. Okay, great. We keep it moving. What happens when the decisions get more difficult?
Mike.
Because I don't think that this is the last trade that's going to be made. Why would it be?
If you're going to do that, then why would it be? But again, you got to have a taker. That's the thing about it. You got to have somebody that wants to trade with you, and you got to get the right value. A lot of these guys whose names on this list are all – late last year's contract except for one.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of these guys have money that nobody's going to take on. You know what I'm saying? Like, nobody's going to take on Freeman's money. Sorry, not going to happen. He's not going anywhere. A couple other guys.
Desmond Trufant's money is too much.
Yeah,
nobody's taking that on. Unless you're willing to absorb some of it, which I wouldn't be surprised if the Falcons are paying a lot of the remainder of Mohamed Sanu's contract this year, and that's how you get a second rounder instead of a third or a fourth, because Patriots don't have any cap space. So pretty decent chance that was a part of the bargain that came down on this one. I just mean when it comes time to make a choice for somebody that you might want long-term, say Austin Hooper, for instance, and I know we're going to get more into this coming up in about half an hour, but say somebody makes a phone call for him,
mm-hmm.
and Thomas Dimitroff would think about doing it. But what does Thomas Dimitroff care if Thomas Dimitroff isn't going to be here next year?
Yeah.
So then how high up do you go? And then who's qualified to make these decisions? Like, I mean, Arthur Blank's an owner of a football team, but he's employed all of these people to make these decisions for him because it's not his job to do that. So my question is just, how can you trust a front office to be making future decisions when they're not going to be here. Yeah. Like, I'm not letting you shop for the groceries if you're not going to be there for dinner.
Exactly.
I don't care what you want for dinner.
That's why I say it might be somebody else in there. That's the thing about it. It might be another scout, somebody that we don't know about that might get the job. I mean, there's so many scenarios to this. But, again, it was a good deal, I think. I mean, you get a second round for Mohamed Sanu, a guy that wasn't going to be here next year. I'm happy for him because he gets a chance to go up there and be successful because, I mean, watching that game last night, I mean, damn. I mean, offensively, they all right. But yeah. Defensively, goodness gracious.
You know who else is happy, Randy? Bill Belichick.
He's big. He's tough. He's got great hands.
He loves Mohamed Sanu.
He loves him. He loves Mohamed Sanu players.
Did you hear that in his voice?
Yeah.
He loves him.